terrible word of prayer. For Adura.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your grace that has been upon us since the beginning of, Lord, this year. 1 month is ended, the second month is here. By your grace, you have brought us again to your house to start this new month, O God. We appreciate all that you have been to us in the last month, both spiritually and physically. Thank you, O God, for, Lord, your word, what it has accomplished in our life. Thank you for answers to prayers. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, O God, for the blessings we received this morning in the Sunday school. May your name be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for special numbers.
Amen.
And Lord, the blessings that we receive from them,
Amen,
we are grateful unto you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we thank you over and over, Lord, for your servant, Apostle, that has, Lord, been off the platform for this number of months, just 1 month, to make it 2 years. We thank you, O God, because we know that you are a prayer answering God.
Hey.
As your word said that though it tarry, we should wait for it. We are grateful unto you for your grace. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, O God, for the faith you gave to your people. May your name be glorified. We want to appreciate you for the wife, Lord, the encouragement she has been to your servant. Thank you very much for the grace you have given to her. May you bless her, dear Father. Give her also good and perfect health. Grant all their desires a family. Thank you, Eternal Father. Your servants, O God, that you have used in, Lord, the services, O God, we appreciate you for each and every one of them. The grace you have given unto them and the gifts that they have been, O God, that you have made use of through them to bless your people. May you continue to lift all the arms of their ministry. Blessed be your wonderful name. Everywhere the saints are gathered this morning, we pray that your presence will be with them. Be with those gathered in Bakatari. Be with your servant at Owode. Be with, O God, the saints all over the world. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. May your word that will come to us this morning may do our souls good. May it promote your kingdom in our life. May it break once again all the powers of darkness. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. You can please be seated. Welcome everyone to church. As we are aware, that, you know, the pastor has not been preaching for this time from February last 2024.
February 2024
until the exhortation. The midnight watch of New Year. As we pray, we see the Lord gradually working on his body. And the strength that we have been praying for is fully back in the system.
Hallelujah. Oh, to God. Oh, hallelujah.
The Lord bless you richly. We'd like to thank the church for your prayers, your cooperations, your encouragements, and everything that you did while he was passing through those times. We that were trying to hold the fort until this time, we appreciate your prayers and your support for us. The Lord bless you richly. This morning, I have the pleasure to present back to you our very dear pastor.
We'll
take this morning service. So we are here.
Come on. My God. Give her your wonder.
Thank you, church.
God
bless you. You can please sit down. You see, I used to be a little emotional. So bear with me. I will not talk about what I've just passed through. If I talk about that, I will break down. Maybe I log the line. Be say something about it once in a while. The only thing I want to say about that is that this man, you know,
God. Pastor.
Well, God will help me. You see, we have similar things like this in the Bible. I just want to talk to the church. There was a time the apostles were together. Paul was there. Peter was there. And the rest of them. So to you, church, learn something from what I want to refer to in the Bible. A time came among the brethren, and they begin to say, I'm a brother
Sam.
Me, I'm from brother Femi. I'm from brother Ayodele. You read the Bible, the admonition of Paul today. Say what is wrong with you? Say, was I did the crucify for
say,
you?
Say Adedi Jila.
The list of them, brother Martin. Senior force crucified for you.
Say kakanu ila kama gbele bufun yin ni.
No.
Rara oti.
They are servants of God.
Ose Olorun gbogbo won.
That God has called to divine
earth
by his own will. And according to the labor and the grace of God upon their lives as individuals, God will reward them for the ministries they are giving to them. Don't come to a point, because God has given many ministers to us,
we
begin to say, now this one I believe. The Bible says anybody that does that is
scandal.
May God help us. That is the little admonition I want to give to the church. When Brother Abraham was talking about the fivefold ministries, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, he made some specific comments on each and every one of them. He told us the apostle. He says it's a special man. He said they make sure they set things in order. Amen. And he said the evangelists, they are firebrands. Today they are in Monia. Tomorrow they are in Kafacha. Dropping the message. And he said, the teacher, he said, there is nobody that copier with him. He said, he has God given ability to present the word that even the pastor cannot touch it. It's a gift. God bless you. And he came down to say that the pastor, he said, is the horse of the team. He said, you cannot be pastor. I'll be here today. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there next tomorrow. Hello. Hello. Is that what the messenger said? And he said, the prophet. There are two kinds of prophets in the Bible that are prophets of God. The major prophet and the minor prophet. What made the major prophet major is this. God deals with them for the dispensation. They have, thus says the Lord. They have the ability to see visions. They have the ability to interpret dreams. The word of God comes to them in that realm. The minor prophet does not receive for the age. He has to take what God gave to the major messenger and feed the people with it. But you also have access to God, he prophesies, he visions, he does say as the Lord. Even interpretation of dreams. That is why church, by the grace of God, the message of the hour has trained us. We know what the scripture says. We are not yet arrived. The journey is still continuing. Our assurance is this. That he that has started with us, he will see us through to the end. Amen. That is why people that we have seen in this message, those that we have associated with in that office of minor prophet. I'm sorry to say, bear with me. We have not seen anyone that meet the qualification that the prophet told us. Amen? We are not against anybody. You can claim any ministry you want to. But remember, you can succeed in deceiving some people for some time. You cannot deceive everybody. Because there are people that have been trained by the Holy Spirit that knows the characteristics, the manifestation of this ministry. May I say something? You permit me to say it? But Abraham said, don't miss ministries. Minister, did he say so? He said, don't miss ministries. That is why there's a brother I love so much. Oh my. If you talk, I've said it in this. Oh my, I don't want to go further because he look as if I have to mention name. Whatever ministry God gave us, May God give us grace to stand by that ministry. Because God will be responsible for you to take care of you in that ministry that he has given to you. If you go to another
world,
you are your own. Because God said, don't miss ministries. Unfortunately, there is one of these ministries, the faithful, that is mostly converted for. Brother Femi said, Pastor,
I only tell you, Swagutani.
Let me come on, Sober.
Well, I'm going to have a Sober. I'm going to have a Sober.
Brother Femi said, Pastor,
I'm going to have a Sober.
And I don't know why. And it is one of the most difficult ministries among all of them. Because
to
be fair, Damalu,
if you want to real direct.
You carry sick.
Oh,
if it's going the wrong way, say, bah! Come this way, you return. But human beings are the most difficult people to lead. So you must pray for your pastor always that God will help him. And if God has called him to that office, he will see to it. God will see to it. Let me say this. Both the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, it is the Holy Ghost that is working in the lives of these men. First of all, they will stay with the word of God 100%. I've had people talking about imitation. Christ is the supreme one. Is the Alpha. Is the Omega. Is the beginning. Is the ending. Is the one that was. Is the one that is. Is the one that is to come. Is the Almighty God. That is the one that is in us. Tell us to imitate.
Whom do we want Look. To imitate?
One time, when Jesus was here, bear with me. When Jesus was here, the prophet gave a breakdown. How he started, how Jesus started healing the sick and the rest of it. The stages of his ministry. Everybody wanted him. But a time came when the ministry changed. And he said, I and my father
are
one. That was contrary to what the people believe. They say, no, you being a man, you are making yourself God. But they have forgotten that the Bible says, in him, Jesus, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. They have forgotten. As a result of it, he was having about 70 ministers. He said, oh, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they left. Jesus came to the 12. He said, will you also go away? Peter answered, to whom shall we go? I've had people talk about backsliding. But Abraham said, our children of God, we backslide every day. He said, we can backslide by using our time not using our time rightly. We don't pray enough. We don't study enough. But he said, but for a child of God to backslide to the point that he will be lost. Church, that is impossible. It is impossible for a child of God to be lost. God bless you, church. I have promised I won't talk much. Once again, so men of God, I bow my head. I appreciate you. I pray for every one of them every day. If you want to grow in the faith, read the word of God every day and pray every day. That is why that little chorus we used to see, it looks juvenile, but it is spiritual. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, pray every day. If you want
to grow.
Amen and amen. There are two beds. Back. The natural one. The spiritual one. The natural one. That is how we all came here. Is the desire of man and woman living together for reproduction. That's why we have papas. That's why we have mamas. Baba 80. Mama 73. They were single, just like yesterday. But look at the number of years. Brothers, sisters, may God help us. The message of the hour is the truth. The prophet said the message is God says the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Oh man. Well, I have promised I will talk much. You know, I'll be bowed down appreciating the God's servant. I appreciate the officers. I appreciate the musicians. One thing I want to say is this. If you want to serve God acceptably, whether you are playing instruments, whether whatever, make sure that you are in the body of the Lord. The Holy Ghost has to guide you on how to play these drums. The Holy Ghost has to guide you. Playing on piano, the Holy Ghost has to guide you. Anything you do in the house of God, you need the help of the Holy Ghost. You think it's the preacher's hello? Because we did it, I don't know. I'm trying to choose my words. Because I don't want to hurt. Remember that The scripture says, you that preaches that thou shalt not commit adultery.
Said,
are you guilty of it? And then you think you will escape the judgment of God? The same God that will judge the congregation is the same God that will judge the ministers. The ministers are not agents. They are men like you. As you need the grace of God to stay away from sin, that is how they need the grace of God to stay away from sin. If a member of the congregation sin, the attitude of God towards that will be the attitude of God towards the minister that does the same thing. Hello. Hello.
Hallelujah.
But our joy is this. Whether you are a church member or you are a minister, once you are regenerated, the Holy Ghost take over your life. We talk about lusting after women. That's rubbish before a child of God. It's rubbish. It's nonsense. You think Jesus Christ will be lusting after woman? Hallelujah, church. Is the one living in our souls? Is the one living through us? You think Jesus will be lying? For what? Lying for what? God bless you. Before I continue, let me say this. God is my witness. I pray for you every day. God bless you. I know you pray for me too. If I will ask you how many are praying for me. I know you pray for me. Because it is instruction given to us. We should pray for one another. Amen.
Amen.
You know, some times ago, it's been long. In my preaching, I made some comments. I said my job. It's not because I pastor you. My job is because I know that I know that I know that I know. I am certain that as far from death or to life. That is my job. As Jesus said, what will it profit a man if he gave the whole world and then suffered the loss of his soul? Whether you like it, you don't like it, you are beautiful, you are educated, you are rich, you are poor, you are coming to one thing. It is an appointment. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. But there are some people, the way the scripture put it, he said, they will not come to judgment, but they are passed from death unto life. That is the group I belong. I believe that is the group every child of God belongs. God bless you. I say God bless you. You love the Lord.
Oh gosh.
And so every child of God, he is under the blood. Where the devil can do him no harm. Church, listen. That is why I don't believe that witch can do me anything. What are you talking about? Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devils. Whether witches, whether emirates, whether Ogbanje, whether mami water spirit, even the highest demon among the demons, including their master, their overall boss, Satan, cannot harm a child of God. When you begin to want me to believe that there is one old woman in my village disturbing me, you are bringing me to unbelief. And I will never believe you. Amen. Jesus said, there is no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. How can God tell me that? Want me to believe one old woman in my village is the one disturbing me? And Jesus said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? Satan. Who is in you? God. Oh, mercy. May God help us. Let me say this. My prayer in recent times is that, Lord, the Bible says, the preaching of the gospel did not come in word alone. It come in power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, in signs and in wonders. That is how it was with the apostles. And the message of the hour has restored us back to that apostolic age. Is that so? Let us be praying for the bride. The reason why you have a lot of fuses and disagreement is because he looked as if we are bringing the message to a point, a level of being able to speak English, of being able to talk eloquently. Brother Abraham said, we do not come together to talk about the talking. He said, we come together to apply the talking. Hello? Hello? God bless you. Look, I will never in my life believe that Satan or his demons can overcome me. I can never believe it. He's contrary to the word of God. You believe that? Satan, shame unto you. We say, Satan, shame unto you. We say, devil, shame unto you. Satan, shame unto you.
Satan, shame unto you.
Do you believe that? All power in heaven and in earth is at his disposal. And that is what he has given unto us. If you don't believe it for yourself, you are on your own. I believe that myself. Even if Lucifer appeared to me now, he can't do me no harm. I am under the blood. Jehovah has me. He has me under the blood. Oh, go tell my enemies. I am under the blood. Oh, Jehovah has me. He has me under the blood. Amen and amen. Are you under the blood? Listen, church, listen. We are believers. One day, God saw Satan. He said, hey, Satan, come here. Where are you coming from? He said, to and fro. All over the earth. What is he going to and fro for? To cause confusion. To turn parents against children. To turn children against parents. To talk wives against husbands. To form cliques in the church. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? That is a perfect man, a man that eschew evil and do what is right.
As
Satan said, is he serving you for
naught?
You bless him with children. You protect him. He has good health. You provide for his needs. He says, you give me opportunity. God has to give that opportunity. And if he does it, if we work together for your good. God said he should go. When he get there, God warned him. Whatever you want to do, make sure you don't touch his life. Satan is not a rival of God. God created him. He can speak him out of existence. May God help us. When he get to Job, kill all his children one day. Did so many things. Afflicting with boys. May I say this? If you are a child of God, no matter what you are going through, you will never chide God foolishly. You will never. Because the Bible says, greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends and he gave his life to them. It is because of you and me. I go to Calvary to die for you, to die for me, so that we may have eternal life. Is there any other thing that he cannot do for us? God bless you. I say, God bless you. Jesus said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Who is he? If you are a Christian, let me tell you this. You have been given the highest position for people to imitate you. Not that to imitate somebody else. Talofa imitate. Christ, who is the God man, is the one living in you. The life you live. Others want to be like you. Praise God. Amen. May I say this?
Yes, so
what Abraham said, he said, spirit, they congregate. Can two walk together? They said they be agreed. As you see me so, nobody can gossip to me. Try it. Nobody can gossip to me. As you are all here, you are witnesses. Have I ever spoken any evil of another person before you? Whether church members or ministers, at their back? What do I want to gain from that? May I advise you? May I admonish you? That whatever you say to your family matters. The children that were talking to Elisha, down bare-headed, why did it to go like Elijah? The prophet said, it is what their parents were saying at home.
Àwọn òbí wọn fi ń kọ́ wọn nulé ni. Tó ń sọ fún wọn nulé ló jẹ́ kó wà bẹ́ẹ̀ kó sọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Even if Jesus Christ appear,
bí Jésù fúnra bá tẹ fara hàn,
I wear this suit that he gave me. For it to be a blessing to you, you must believe him. If you don't believe him, it can never be a blessing to you. I will give you an example. When the people hear the signs and wonders Jesus was doing in other places, when he came to his whole town, they say, we have heard that you did this. He said, do the same here. The Bible says, he will not do it because of what? Their unbelief. Among the bride, there are outsiders. There are what do you call it? Fulani. There are Yoruba. There are Igbos. All the nations of the world comprises the bride. If you have the spirit of Christ, this thing they call tribalism, you will die to it. May God help us. We are not here by accident. We are here by the foreknowledge of God, by the ordination of God. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and he ordained you to be one member of his family. Nothing, absolutely nothing, that can make you not to be. The Lord was talking to Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Do you believe in predestination?
So God will tell you long.
By the foreknowledge of God.
Must tell you, Lord Mary.
But Abraham said, to know him, to know Christ, is life. He said, not to know the Bible, not to know the world, because the Bible without the Spirit is letter.
And
the letter killeth. It is the Spirit that giveth life. Can the church say amen? God bless you. We will read scripture. We say, oh, this man has gone to preach. He knows his Bible.
Mark Kabibeli.
I
will read. Let's read the Bible. Let's see. Open the Bible.
God bless you. Let's turn our Bible to James. Chapter 2. My wife was asking me. He said, where does this strength come from? I say, honey, who do you pray to? Amen. Who do you pray to? This God, he has the power to raise the dead.
Lazarus
was already rotting 4 days in the grave. Jesus only said, Lazarus, come forth. A man that is rotting, everything that the body had need of has to come back by that statement. Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. Who do you call God?
Hey God.
All the gods.
They
are the works of men. You are the only one. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Do you know why? It is not good. It is carnal to take one of the ministers as your choice. When others are preaching, you will say amen. When he comes, before he say good morning, you say amen,
hallelujah.
You are carnal. May God help us. If you are born of God, you will respect everything that God put in place. Yes, sir. Because it is not you, it is God working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God bless you. Chapter 2.
We
are going to read we are going to read that chapter 2. If I read 10 verses, then you sit down. James chapter 2. He said, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, we respect apostles. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, a goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment.
Bi okunrin kan ba wa si ajo yin pelu oruka wura ati aso daradara. Titalaka kan si wa pelu li aso eri.
I have respect to him that wearing the gay clothing. I say unto him, sit down here in the good place. I say to the poor, stand down there or sit here, order the food, order my food to you.
Ti eyin si boyin fun eni ti o wo aso darara ti e si wi pe iwo joko ni ni ibi darara ti e si wi fun talaka na pe iwo duro nibe tabi joko ni labe apoti ti.
Are you not then partial yourselves and have become judges of evil thoughts?
Je eyin ko handa ara yin si meji ninu ara yin e ko a si di onidajo ti o ni ero buburu.
Akin, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him?
Ah, e tati sile eyin ara mi olufe Olorun ko ati yan awon talaka aye yi se oloro ni igbagbo ati ajoku ijoba na ti o ti se ileri fun awon ti o fe.
But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you? I draw you before judgment seats.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin ti bu tálákà kù. Àwọn ọlọ́rọ̀ kò wá ń pọn yín lójú. Àwọn kò wá sì ń wọ yín lọ sí ilé ẹjọ́.
Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called?
Ǹjẹ́ wọn kò wá ń sọ̀rọ̀ òdì sí orúkọ rere ni tí a fi pè yín?
If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹ̀yin bá mú olú òfin níṣẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé mímọ́ èyí ni ìwọ fẹ́ ẹnìkejì rẹ bí ara rẹ ẹ̀yin ṣe dáradára.
But if he have respect to persons, he commits sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹ̀yin bá ṣe ojú ṣáájú ènìyàn, ẹ̀yin dẹ́ṣẹ̀ a sì ń dá yín lẹ́bi nípa òfin bí arúfin.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend the one point is guilty of all.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá pa gbogbo òfin mọ́ tí ó sì rú ọ̀kan, ó jẹ̀bi gbogbo rẹ̀.
Can you please sit?
Ẹjọ́ ẹjọ́kọ̀.
Let's follow.
Ẹjọ́ àtẹ̀síwájú.
Verse 11.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Verse 11.
You have not finished, sir.
Have you read it? Now, if thou commit no adultery yet, if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So seek ye, and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that had showed no mercy. And mercy rejoiced against judgment.
Ṣèrè ẹni tí kò sànú lè á ṣe ìdájọ́ fún láìsí àánú, àánú sògo lórí ìdájọ́.
We are products of mercy.
Ọmọ bíbí àánú la jẹ́.
You remember what time they brought a woman before Jesus Christ?
Ẹ rántí pé ìgbà kan wọ́n mú obìnrin kan wá sí
wájú Jésù. They said, Master, this woman.
Wọ́n ní olúwa obìnrin yìí.
Not them say. We caught her red-handed in the act. What says
thou?
And Jesus says, all of you that have brought this woman here, if there be any of you that is without sin, first of all, cast stone against her. And the Bible says, they were convinced. They left one by one. But Jesus looked up when he said, woman, where are the accusers? Have they not condemned you? He said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Mercy, we always rejoice against judgment. God bless you. I say, God bless you. All right. We will go. Verse 15, I guess.
14.
What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have no works? Can faith save him?
Ere kilo je ara mi. bi enikan wi pe o ni gbagbo sugbon ti ko ni ise gbagbo igbagbo ni le gba labi.
And if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of any food,
bi arakunrin tabi arabirin kan ba wa ni o ti o sise alai ni onje ojo,
and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, now we study, give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit?
Ti enikan ninu yin wi fun won pe emi e ma lo le alafia ki ara yin ki o si ma se tutu ki e si yo wa ki e si fi nkan won ni ti e ko si fi nkan won ni fun won ere kili o je.
Even so, faith, if it had no works, is dead, being alone.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ni ìgbàgbọ́ bí kò bá níṣẹ́ òkú ni nínú ara.
So when you are claiming you have faith,
nígbà tó bá sọ pé ó nígbàgbọ́,
watch the works that you produce.
Kíyèsí iṣẹ́ tó ń ti ìgbé ayé rẹ jáde.
Hello. Verse 18, I guess. A man may say, thou have faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Thou
believest that there is one God that dwells where the devils also believe and tremble.
O dara, awon emi esu pelu gbagbo won si wariri.
I will now know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead.
Wo iwo alai mo ye eniyan, iwo a fe mo pe igbagbo le aisi ise asan ni.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
Ki a se nipa ise le Abraham baba wa lare nigba ti o fi Isaac omo re rubo
lori pepe. Seest thou our faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect?
Wo ri pe igbagbo ba ise re rin ati pe nipa ise le a so igbagbo di pipe.
And the scripture was fulfilled, we said Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way?
Gẹ́gẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ pẹ̀lú kí a ha adáráàbù pa ságà láre nípa iṣẹ́ nígbà tí ó gba àwọn oníṣẹ́ tí ó sì rán wọn jáde gba ọ̀nà mìíràn.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Nítorí bí ara lé àìsí ẹ̀mí ti jẹ́ òkú, bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ ni ìgbàgbọ́ lé àìsí iṣẹ́ jẹ́ òkú.
May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of the scripture to our
hearts.
Amen and amen. But Abraham read Genesis, he places Genesis, he read the place in Romans, where Paul was justifying Abraham by faith. But James was justifying Abraham by works. And the prophet read these two scriptures, and he took the sermon, works is faith expressed. Works is faith expressed. If you say you have faith, your works should have to prove that. Amen. If you say you have faith, and all that is following you is dead works, the Bible says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. A man filled with the Holy Ghost will never gossip. He will never do it. Let me tell you one thing. God, who wrote the Bible, remember it's the Holy Ghost that wrote the Bible. That same Holy Ghost in you, he will not contradict his word. He will not break his word. He will not. God bless you. Love one another as Christ has loved us and gave his life unto us. Let us love one another. It sounds strange, but that is the truth. You have the Holy Ghost, you will be humble. You will be gentle. You will be meek. You will be loving. You will be forgiving. Let me tell you something. If you have somebody that you hate, you are not related with him, something is wrong with you. Jesus said, you are hard in the Old Testament. He said, love your friends. I hate your enemies. But he said, but I say unto you, Christians don't have enemies. They only have one enemy. And that is Satan.
Amen.
May I say this? The most dangerous enemy that there is a man that will laugh with you, play with you, at your back, he will pieces you. That is not the spirit of God. Can the church say amen? Do you know that the Bible says you should love your neighbor as yourself? Your neighbor may be an allergy. He may be an
abalist.
If the Holy Ghost is in you, you can't hate anybody. You just can't do it. Let me say something. This is the Bible before me. If this thing that I'm saying, I'm just saying that, on the day of judgment, God will hold me responsible. May God help you. I say, may God help you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We will soon stop. But let me say something. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham, God promised him a son through Sarah. Had they lived together in expectation for that son to come until Abraham became 100 years and Sarah became 90. And the Bible says it has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. When that stopped with a woman, that is good night to childbearing. But as God withdraw his promise, when the time appointed came, God visited them. Oh, glory to God. He visited them. And Sarah A 90-year-old woman. And 100-year-old man. Abraham was older than Gabriel.
Abraham,
Gabriel. When a man get to that age,
cannot be jumping up and down as he should do.
You can't help it. But if you have eternal life,
it's
a young man living in an old house. Glory to God. And when God visited them, they traveled to, is it Gera? Where they
get
there, there was a young prophet. A new king, I mean to say, is that looking for a wife. When this king saw a 90-year-old woman, he said she was fair to look upon. If you are part of the program of God, you have no problem. Listen to what I want to say. Bless you, misunderstand me. Remember, the scripture says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. You are part of the program of God. Any trial, any temptation, any testing, any problem that comes your way, you will be victorious.
Oh, Bori Ajagun Segun o je o.
If you listen to human beings,
Oba Tesania,
you will be confused.
Ada Olojuru.
If you are born of the Spirit,
Aba bi onipa emi Olorun.
Your ears
itire
are tuned to the Spirit.
Lati gbo temi Olorun
by the word of God.
Nipa oro Olorun.
That's all.
O tan o.
Somebody come and say, you will not make it. Or you are not making it. It's wasting time. Because the one that called you, I have assured you.
What if you are you?
Ooh, the final say. The final God bless you, brother. In your life, Jehovah has the final say. What a man says doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. A man can say anything. Only say anything. Let him say anything. He can say anything. He should say anything. He should continue to say anything. But what Jehovah says is final. Why should I care? Look, let me show you an example. When Jesus came, he was born by a virgin. He was a supernatural
birth.
Hallelujah. A virgin is a woman that has not had sexual experience. The scripture says, a virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When that all scriptures must be fulfilled. When that scripture was fulfilled, you know, Mary was already engaged to Joseph. And the prophet said, when you are engaged to that man, you are married to him. He said, you leave him, marry somebody else, you are living in adultery. Majority of people that will go to hell, it will be by the MRD, marriage and divorce. Amen.
Amen.
And when Angel Gabriel came to Mary, I told Mary, this is what is going to happen. Mary said, Mary was mature. You know that pregnancy is not possible without a union. He said, this thing you are saying, how can it be? See that I am a virgin. He said, the power of the Most High, the Holy Ghost, shall overshadow you. And that holy thing that you will conceive will be called the Son of the Most High. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is how Jesus was born. And the life that he was living here. You know, at water baptism, there was the Spirit of God in his body, like a dove, come and enter into him. All that God was in Christ. The fullness of the Godhead dwelling in him bodily. Jesus was God man. Amen. That is why there was no power that could stand before him. You remember the case of man of Gadara? If they bind him with chains, he will just break them. Because legion of demons were in him. But one day, Jesus crossed that way. When he was walking towards that place, people were saying, oh, this man must be a stranger. He doesn't know that road is no go area. He's going to encounter trouble. When the man of Gadara saw him, he said, Lord, why are you coming? Have you come to torment us before the time? The devil always recognizes God. If you are filled with God, the devil will recognize you as a son of God, as a daughter of God. God bless you. Do you know how many people with evil spirit divination that met Brother Abraham and start telling him the ministry that God has given him? And the prophets are not interested. Our theologians, they say it was wrong. And the devil said, it was right. The devil and the theologian, who is right? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Now,
why?
The king said, you know, Abraham has told his wife.
Abraham, so for
you, you see the place we are going. They may not know God. You are fair to look upon. They will kill me and take you. So I will say I'm your brother. They will say you are my sister. And that is what they said. So the king was right to approach the girl. And they brought her to his house. But Abraham said he was preparing for a new wife. He has eaten his food in the night. He has taken his bath. He has put up his pajamas, preparing for a new wife. Mr. King, the woman grateful is somebody's wife. Not only is somebody's wife, somebody is my prophet. We are dead. And our life is in Christ, in God. For Satan to get me, he must first of all get God and defeat God. Because it is impossible for him to defeat God. The way, if he comes to me one way, he will go out several ways. And that is including every child of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you are preaching under inspiration, you don't care whether people say amen. As the message is coming to you, you are dishing it out. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As it's coming, you are giving it. He prayed for
you.
I'm not a man. May the Holy Ghost interpret what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should be lying. I'm telling you the extent that God praises his children. He says if he doesn't pray for you, your own family to marry a woman. Take this sacrificing
for me
on top of the mountain that I will show you. So when Abraham was leaving the house, he doesn't even know where he was going because he was not yet revealed to him. After about some days away from civilization, on top of that mountain, Abraham told his servant, stay here. Me and this boy, we will go up and make sacrifice and return again to you. Is it for God? May God help us. May we not suffer in the midst of plenty. May we not suffer in the midst of plenty. God has given us a check. He has written, he has signed it. That whatsoever thing you desire, when you ask, you believe, and you shall have it. The Lord cannot fail. When they get to the top, and they were going, God will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The best in the air who feed them. All the animals in the field, who feed them? All the living creatures inside water, who feed them? God bless you. I say God bless you. You can only have faith when the Holy Ghost is in you. Let me tell you something. If you have the Holy Ghost, and somebody come and say you don't have the Holy Ghost, you just smile. Because you fellowship with that Holy Ghost. Every day. Last night, so this morning, I don't even know whether I slept up to 3 hours. I was so happy, I was so joyful, I was so praying, I was so, you know, magnifying God. If the Son of Man shall make you free, you will be free indeed. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If I'm going to worship my God and I decide to dance, it's not your business. If you don't want to dance, you are on your own. If I'm dancing, I don't care who look at me. You can close eye. That's your business. Can you get your eye now? Abi? And I may get my legs that I'm using to dance. So there's no problem. Close your eyes. I use my legs to dance to God. Oh, sure. God bless you. Love in that place. except it's supernaturally provided. When that happened, he prepared Isaac. He carried his knife. He was not joking. At the age of the Lord called him
Abraham.
Don't do the boy anyhow. When he looked up, there was a land provided by God. God promised to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? He will provide all. It's not some of our needs. All our needs. God bless you. I say God bless you. May I say something? You are all here. Right from the time we started with the old timers. Many sisters have lived with me. Many. Some my relation, some my wife relation, some who doesn't even relate with us. There is no woman under the sun. Since I gave my life to Christ in 1974, I only knew women when I got married. And that has been the woman I ever lived with. If any woman thinks, whether a girl or anything, you say, I've touched your body, you come out. Come and say it. The Holy Ghost does not lust. Holy Ghost does not commit adultery. You notice, I used to have a sister that is very close to me. When she was a small girl, she got acquainted with me. When she grew up, the father said I should bless her marriage, which I did. She was sick very close to me. But remember, listen very closely. Brother Abraham said, if I receive a call from the hospital to come and pray for somebody, and it's a woman alone in the room, he said, take it. Later that I close the block to your right hand, it's good to the kingdom of God with one hand, that to have your complete hands and go to hell. And prophet, not how to see, but see how far you stay away from me. I've turned my back on that sister now without a cause, just because I know it's offending some people. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost, we live above sin. He will live up sin. Hallelujah. You know what thing? Whatever God, by his foreknowledge, had ordained you to for, Satan can never make you to come short of it. It's not possible. God bless you. We will arrive safely. Do you know why? Because we are ordained to be there. We will be there. You say, what about trials? We will overcome. God bless you. Do you have somebody that you hate? You hate him. Do you know you can put somebody aside without relating with you, without hatred? Two cannot work together except they be agreed. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will know. You will know.
Ko diga te yan kan so fun o mo ko ni.
I was talking to a minister.
Won bo Oluwa suko soro.
Outside this country.
Ti o si la orilede yi.
It was I think there are two or three of them in an assembly. And the way he talked about the pastor in their home, I called the brother. I said, you are killing your family. I said, when your family go to church, it is this man that they will hear preach. With what you are doing at all, said what you are sowing in them, they will never believe that pastor. At the same time, we never do them no good. If you had the time that kill other ministers in your house, shame unto you. Shame unto you. Disgrace unto you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I don't say you should come and line up with me for what?
Don't
line up with me. I know my responsibility to you as a pastor. And I'm doing it. I will be on my knees for all of you. Oh, yeah. It's not just possible to have enemy. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will know this man is a martyr that God died for. Lord, help him. That's why the scripture says, if your brother falls, raise him up. But some of us, if our brother falls, we go and bury, we go and take digger and shovel and dig it deeper and bury him. I will tell me you have the Holy Ghost. Tell the best in the end. Maybe they will believe you. Our God is a powerful God. He made some creatures that they can only survive inside water. If they come outside, they will die. As powerful as lion is, that can kill 12 men. Because before you say Jack Robinson, if you put them inside water,
you
will die. Because it was not made for that. Brothers and sisters, we are meant to be victorious. We are meant to be overcomers. So the devil, look, the devil cannot make me fall. I cannot fall. I fall for what? The one that called me to be his son, he has got to prepare a place for me. The place he's preparing for me, nobody else can occupy it. Amen. Nobody else can occupy it. It is made for me and for me alone.
So giro.
Nobody can take your place. Do you believe it? Nobody can take your place. Because he that saved you put you in a place in his body. God bless you. I say God bless you. When there is called up your, oh, when the road is called up your, when the road is called up your, that, oh, when the road is called up your, that I be there. If you want to know whether you have the Holy Ghost, there are two things you should check. Number one, do you have confidence, assurance that you have the Holy Ghost? That's number one. Number two, check the life you live. I'm not talking about what somebody says you do. Somebody can be following you, monitoring you.
When you go to
Toba Moju, wa kole.
do something to your eyes.
That is man doing that. Your work will take you to nowhere. Because Brother Brown told us that I am under the blows. That you are under the blows. Whatever you do, God doesn't see it. He sees you through the blows. You will say, oh, that is opportunity for me to do evil. That is a sure sign that you are not even converted. Amen. You are not converted. I don't have secret to. You see this brother coming. Call Brother Joshua. My ATM card. I can use it to send him. You know what I have in my account. This is my study. That has been my life since I become a Christian. I don't hide nothing. Amen. Amen. I know one thing, that whatever you plan concerning me, and it's contrary to God's plan, it will never materialize. It will never materialize. It will come to naught. How can you say you have faith? Are you afraid? Don't relate to that brother. Maybe he's a witch. You can be Aje. You can be Osho. You can be everything. He that is in me is greater than all that is in you. Then where is the trouble? Where is the trouble? Do you know? The Bible says, amen.
Amen.
I don't know if I'm wrong. This young, this gentleman, even you as a church member, can come to me. It's the message I believe. If I'm wrong, show me where I'm wrong. I'm ready to make right. Jesus said, behold, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy, and nothing. Hey, church, you believe God? And nothing. If God said nothing, it is nothing. Shall by any means hurt you. God bless you. That is why I really don't care much whether somebody loves me or he hates me. It doesn't matter. I know your hatred to me. I'm love of God. That is what is supreme. That is what is important. Your love for me, it doesn't matter. You say I will not give him something. God will give me everything. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Faith, or works rather, is faith expressed. Works. Where you want to go out? God said, you're going out and coming in. I am responsible. Then you'll be afraid, kidnappers, or armed robbers, whatever. Because the problem, commit your way to God and go. Let me remind you of a few things. Do you know that there are angels that a cap Brother Moses
runs,
they are permanent with him. Whether he sleep or awake, they are permanent with him. They don't go. Walking belief. Walking belief. They are permanent with you. You believe that? Despite all that, the watchful eye of Jehovah himself is watching you. You believe all see eye is watching you? God bless you, Brother Amos. Brother Olusoya. The Lord bless you. The things I've been discussing with you have not changed. I've not changed. Do you know why? This is where I stand. I will never allow that thing called excommunication to be pronounced on me. Whether it is rightly done or wrongly done. If somebody comes, I say, you do this, you do this, you want to excommunication, I say, kilo fe ki nse.
What do you want me to do?
You want me to lie down?
Don't
excommunicate you. God bless you. Shalom to your soul. I want to be free with everybody. There was one church somewhere, and they excommunicated one of their ministers. When I traveled there, I went and take permission from the pastor, because I was putting up with the pastor. I said, let me go and see that minister you excommunicate, please. I went. I called the brother. I said, brother, how long is this? Have you been ministering to these people? Over 10 years. Over 10 years. I said, because of sorry, now you can meet those people on the way, you can't reach them. It's a shame. I talked to him. Talk to him. He said, well, he didn't see what I'm saying. I said, one day, if what I have told you is the truth, one day it will be manifested. Not quite long. He said, he called me on phone. He said, I should call his pastor that is coming to make right. I said, that is wrong approach. I said, call the pastor that you are coming to make right. If he says no, then you tell me. I cannot beg him. He went and he made right. How can I see you on the road? I'll be passing you. I can't greet you.
Don't let God, don't let me have that kind of spirit.
I don't want that kind of spirit. For what? God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord. Amen. Oh, that we catch is already.
It's just like we should talk a little more.
It's not 12 yet. God bless you, church.
Come on.
When you are in Christ, you have God's liberty. To relate with people. Anybody you relate with, they will know that something special in your life. Amen. Amen. There is a brother sitting there. Where we bought the lands, where we are living, so there was one plot of land I bought. And they bought another one too. I went there. I told him, I want to rear pigs in this place. Rear pigs, pigs. We are changed. Later, I find out that I can't rear pigs again. I begin to wonder. If I go back to this brother, I say, I'm not ready, pig again. Take your land. How will he feel? He's my church member. I say, let the land go. We came here without nothing. We came naked. And we are going naked. The only thing God said we should have is eternal life. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It's something I could have done. Kokishe kokosi ile ye at that time. I'd have not done anything, brother. I could have just go to him. But I say, let it go. I won't go into details. Brothers and sisters, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will live right. You will be at peace with all men. With all men. Young sisters, may I say this? Before you say yes, you will marry somebody. Make sure you pray and pray through. Because marriage, it carries so many things. Are you following me? He carries so many things. It's a point of no return. Remember that covenant that you take on the altar is until death. You will part. And it's for better and for worse. Be careful.
Sora.
Be careful. God bless you. I say God bless you. We were so close. Marry people to 12.
Yeah.
Got too close. No, I want to tell Satan. That he's a defeated foe.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ben.
God bless you. I'm not talking for talking sake. If you have people you don't relate with, go and make settlement. Go to the people, say, I'm sorry. Don't keep enmity with anybody. If you are keeping enmity with anybody, you are going nowhere. Feeling so much better. Oh, yes, I'm feeling so much better. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Brothers and sisters, we are not only talking about the good old way. As we talk about the good old way, we should be walking in that good old way. The spirit that is in you will never, never contradict the word of God. It will not. Because the spirit that wrote the Bible is the one that is in you. Oh, yes, sir. God bless you. Let me tell you something. For the fact that you come to church at any time, you feel sleepy. It's not a sin. Do you know what is sin? The prophet told us, when you feel like that, he gave us instruction as a guy what you should do to help yourself. Many of us will wake very early in the morning to prepare for church. There is a possibility when this thing is blowing on you like this, sleep can come. But if you know why you come to church, you will not surrender yourself. Come on, honey. I'm going to dream. Do you know, for the devil to tempt you, it's not a problem. Where the problem lies is if you submit for the devil. But
Abraham
said, one day, he said, a man see a little bitty devil. Sorry.
No, no problem.
Okay.
God bless you, sir.
And the little bitty devil come and say, boo.
Oh, I say, boo, see.
When he said boo, the man jumped back. The devil get bigger. The man get littler. As he was getting littler, he said, I will fight this devil. When he said boo, he said boo. He said boo. He said boo. 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 He boo him out of the ring. When the devil comes to you, boo him out. Don't close your mouth. Boo him out. Because you cannot be too spiritual and say it will not come to you. Can you be more spiritual than Jesus? The Holy Ghost you have is a measure. Jesus had the fullness. And the Holy Ghost came to him. Shalom. He told us how to overcome Satan. It's by the word of God. Amen. Let Satan come. Or the right and left, the front and back. I will know who is the winner. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Brother Dayo, I would like to chat with you when we finish. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ,
yes,
is the same yesterday,
Nana,
today,
Atilone,
and forever.
Atila,
in Nigeria, in US,
America,
in Germany,
Germany,
in Canada,
Canada,
everywhere,
Ibigogo,
he changed it now.
Yes, oh, hallelujah.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Do you believe God? I believe God. I believe God. It shall be done. Ibuna si se ole trosa nu look up and say I believe God bless you. I say God bless you. Remember works is faith expressed. If you have true faith, what will follow it? Tokotayani. Faith and works. God bless you. I say God bless you. Before I got married, that was before I gave my life to Christ. No, after I gave my life to Christ, I was sitting in a room, a parlor or something. The tap, the tap that all of us have access to outside, God's point. They say they should go and tell landlord.
Landlord does not live.
I went and called a plumber. I repair the thing. And I pay. No, so quick anybody contribute to. If I tell you the persecution I went through, people will be repairing people's tap in the house. Shall he call it
one? I will not go to build our own house.
Shall no thing call it by?
I see not built his own house.
If you want to know how I build that house, come to me. Don't go ask somebody who doesn't know. Come to me.
If you want to know,
it was God that built that house. For your information, no Joe Church.
So mommy,
no Joe Church.
He did not see church money to build the house. It was God that built the house for him.
God bless you.
Hey.
I say God bless you. But I'll be there. God bless you. Sister Choma, God bless you. As you are so, that is how mommy and daddy was. When we started coming together, before they were married, and you are the product of that marriage. Very soon now, Sister Choma will be looking out for a man. But Obina will be looking out for a woman. The message of the hour is true. Don't marry an unbeliever. May God help you. But Abraham said, under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. Let me tell you, marriages that you see go into wrecks. It's because the people didn't pray enough. If the man pray and the woman pray, God will not lead you to a make believer. Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah.
That's my wife sitting there. We have clocked over 50 together. Not that she doesn't use to offend me. Not that I don't use to offend her. But ask her. She motivated
you. They say, has she slapped you before, sister? Slapped you. Has she done that before?
Anger.
If you know,
it's of the devil. Our honeymoon has not ceased. And it will never cease. God bless you.
Hey.
I say God bless you. You love the Lord. May God help us. He be taking us higher and higher and higher. Yes, we
have to.
I'm a close in
sin.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. When we were in the convention, when Brother Bosworth was preaching, I saw some of us came forward. And I like the way some of us dance. May God help us. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Amen. Show the Baba.
Pastor. Bless you, sir.
Amen. We know each other over the years. Let me tell you one thing.
Yes, okay.
It is not a boast. When we say for the past 40 years, we
have
been in the message. I shall enjoy the message at the same time.
Yeah.
Why are you offended? When I say,
we didn't come at the same time.
Why? Why is the offense there?
Kí ló ń bẹ ẹ bí sara ni o ti wá?
Kí ló ń bẹ ẹ nínú? Ṣé ìgbà kan dájọ́ wá ni?
Did we come at the same time?
Hello.
Hello.
Ṣé ìgbà kan dájọ́ wá ni?
At the same time that we came together. Did we come together at the same time?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hey.
Whether you just come And you have been here for the past 40 years. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the rapture is guaranteed. It's guaranteed. God bless you. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. And I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord. I've never leave you nor forsake you. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Satan has lost
everything.
God bless you. I say God bless you. If you are in a gathering like this and you hear the preaching of the word and you remain as cold as ice water, it's because you are not converted. Amen. It's because you are not converted. If you are converted, anywhere the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Amen. Me, I will dance. I will praise God. Man, hallelujah.
Hey.
All of you are all looking at me. Maybe to start dancing again. I will dance. Amen. Satan, shame out to you. All power belong to Jesus. That is my Savior. Amen. 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 Blessings are coming. One time I was preaching here, I told you people, I don't sleep on the same bed with my wife. Onisu. She will sleep. Because I can just decide to be worshiping God. Amen. Yes. Oh, man. If God be for us, who can be against us? God, shake one another and say shalom to your soul. Shalom to your soul, my brother. Shalom to your soul. Shalom to your soul, brother. Shalom, shalom. Shalom to your soul, my brother. Shalom to your soul, my brother. Shalom to your soul. I never know you will answer me this way. I never know your way, answer me this way. Oh, I never know your way, answer me this way. I never know your way, answer me this way.
bless you. I said, God bless you. I called my wife. I told her everything. I thought I was going to die. I told her, if I die, I told her how the burial will be and where the money will come from. Nice idea, sir. Amen. Look, church, if you are a Christian, you don't fear death too. To go there is better than to be here. God bless you, church. Shalom to your soul. See you in the rapture. Amen. You can see why we don't solicite and we don't beg for amen. If the inspiration come on you, you will say amen before you know it. God bless you. We thank thee, oh Lord. We thank thee, we thank thee, oh Lord. God bless you. Let me read this before we pray. He said there is biscuits and drinks for everyone after the service to appreciate God for the healing of our pastor.
What is it you? I tell Larry Dodo.
Wherever the money is coming from,
whether
from the church
or
from an individual, may the purse, never go dry. Shall we
buy?
Want to be remembered in prayer? Just
lift
up your hands. It's a sign of surrender. It's a sign of surrender. It is not finished until it is finished. Until God says it is finished, the devil come 100 times,
you
will be defeated. Hands are up everywhere. We request our precious brother, my associate, to pray for us.
Shall we pray? Righteous eternal Father, Lord, we are grateful unto you. If there are other languages we use to express our appreciation, we will have used. But we thank you because you are God. And Lord, you reign and rule in the affairs of men. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end. You are the supreme being, the unquestionable God, the great I am, the El Shaddai. We are so grateful unto you. Jehovah Rapha, we bless your holy name. Thank you, dear Father, for this wonderful fellowship we have again. Lord, after we have omitted it for about 23 months, you are God. We thank you very much.
Lord, you are proving one more time, Lord, that you are mightier than the devil. You are mightier than man. You are mightier than all. We worship your holy name. Thank you, dear Father, Lord, for our expectations, Lord, that never perish, that was not put to shame, in accordance unto your word. We thank you very much. Thank you for your word that has come in diverse ways for the past like 2 hours. Lord, on this message, what is faith expressed? Thank you for the inspiration you gave to your servant. Thank you for the strength you gave unto him. Thank you, O living God, for the blessings that we have received in abundance, Lord, in this service. Our answer, hope, Lord, signify that somehow we want more of you. Lord, the answer may be offered different requests. All of them are requests altogether. Lord Jesus, we thank you very much because you are the one that said that when we ask, we shall receive. When we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be opened. Lord, the resource of every one of us is before the throne of mercy. May you put a sanction upon it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Operate upon the faith of everybody to be in expectation for their manifestation to the glory and the honor of your name. Some are at the altar. Something brought them. Lord Jesus, there is no man that come unto you according to your word that you will ever forsake, that you will ever turn down. Lord Jesus, may you grant the desires of their heart. We thank you for your servant, our pastor. He is so special to us. We thank you that you are giving back unto us, Father. Lord, so many years ago, there have been, Lord, prophecy that you'll be taking and the rest of it. And we call upon you, and Lord, we find that he's with us. He has gone through sicknesses and afflictions, and Lord, by your grace and mercy, he's with us. And Lord, we always want to have him with us. Lord Jehovah God, because his position, nobody on earth can ever fail it. We pray, therefore, that you'll be his strength. Every power of darkness that want to target him to bring sicknesses, we as a church of the living God, we come in unity and we receive such powers. We reset their works. We reject their works. We reject their cancer. Your word said that they shall surely gather, but not by me. Is there anyone that will gather for their sake? They will be scattered. Lord, for the sake of your servant, scatter every host of the enemy. Lord, day by day, renewing his strength. Lord, we are grateful unto you. May you bless and replenish him for the virtue that has gone out of him for this service. Bless your children. We are all grateful. We are all happy. May your name be glorified. Whatsoever requests and needs that each one is having spiritually, physically, materially, financially, your word says you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. Visit each one individually. Grant unto them the desires of their heart. Meet every need, dear Father, to the glory of your name and the shame of the devil. Thank you, King of glory. Replenish the interpreter also. Lord, be with us, dear Father, as you come back again for more of your blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
God bless you, my brother.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
It's not by might. It's not by power. Oh, by my spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. Oh, by my spirit. Hallelujah, this mountain must be removed.
forget how you set us free. Oh, Jesus, I never forget how you brought me. Jesus, I never forget. No, never forget, Jesus, I never forget what you've done for us. Jesus, we never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I never forget how you brought me. Jesus, I never forget. No, how can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? Oh, how can I forget how you draw me? Jesus, I never forget. No,
baby, you are, oh, dear God, baby.